Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, for Mexicali and Imperial Counties. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and with your host, weekly host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt.
Boy, am I glad you're back. I've been struggling through that intro for two long weeks now. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Are we going to show your vacation slides today on the show? Or
no. No.
Oh.
No. But that's why I don't even have Facebook.
No, in fact, what we are doing is we are starting a whole month of a new diagnostic category. If you weren't here in January, we did depression.
Through the whole chronological order, age groups.
Right, and it's kind of interesting, you know, how it impacts kids, how it impacts youth, young adults, and then older adults. So, interesting series on that type of disorder. We've got a new disorder this month. And again, probably equally interesting. We're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting with children's. We're joined today by Helen McLean. She's a licensed clinical. You are licensed indeed, huh?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Yes, she
cool.
is.
Licensed clinical social worker working as a clinician for behavioral health. How many years now?
8 years.
Wow. It's like the 7-year itch plus one.
That's right.
Did you get through that without a major developmental crisis?
I did.
Congratulations.
Barely, but I did. No,
just
I did.
A testament to your skill as a person who helps people get through stuff.
She helped herself.
I helped herself.
Yeah, exactly. That works. And you can introduce our diagnosis today. How's that?
Sounds good. Okay, today we'll be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder in children.
And AKA, it's got a street name, right?
Right. Street name is PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now, usually when we hear PTSD, it's Vietnam veteran. Lately, it's more the
veterans
Iraq,
coming, yeah.
Afghanistan, Desert Storm. But it's really tied to soldiers, and you're going to talk to us about PTSD with children.
That's right, I am.
And the differences and how you can identify PTSD in children. And
so it's not just a war disorder then, because we don't send children. Our local children haven't been in wars, right?
Right. It's not just a war disorder. It's for children who have experienced a trauma or a life-threatening event, or they've witnessed a life-threatening event, or somebody very close to them has been involved in a life-threatening event.
Now, war obviously is a quote-unquote life-threatening event, right?
Right.
There's others. Yeah, what walks in your door?
Well, just right now, I mean, when you said life-threatening
event. Going on the radio doesn't count, sorry.
No, but life-threatening event and children, you know, the one that we've heard about is the tragedy, the killings in Connecticut at the elementary school.
Yes.
You know, I can imagine something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine that the kids who lived through it, that witnessed it and were in that school, which were several hundred of them.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
right.
They must have, they must have their hands full. And with,
uh-huh.
So, and that's something that parents, with this show, by you telling us, you know, what are the symptoms? What are the signs? You know, when can I take my child to get, you know, to behavioral health, to get seen? Maybe they do have a PTSD. They have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Uh-huh. So there are other events that mm-hmm. can contribute to PTSD, such as natural disasters. I mean, we had the major earthquake.
Yes.
7.2. So that would be
April 4th, 2010.
On a Sunday.
Early afternoon.
Sunday. Easter. Yeah, we all remember that one.
I know.
We were
ready to do the carne asada, and it hit.
Other things such as community violence. Somebody being, you know, hurt in the community.
Could that be, like, inside the house community violence or?
Like domestic violence?
Domestic violence is another. Uh-huh. Definitely. As well as any being physically assaulted, child abuse, abuse.
What about children seeing something violent on TV?
Well, it would depend. You know, mm-hmm. What we see in PTSD is your proximity to what's happening. So something happening on the TV isn't as close to you as it would be as something happening to my mom or my dad.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So mm-hmm. proximity.
And kids are able to separate that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's true.
So not TV. Not video games then. Probably not very likely anyway.
Not very likely. No. It has to be something that threatens your physical integrity. or the physical integrity of somebody else. So mm-hmm. that doesn't threaten the okay. physical integrity of.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.